days, Good People, Good Works will be presented in Arabic and English with subtitles in Arabic, Olasiz or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. أهلا بكم مشاهدين الودودين والمفكرين لإصدار جديد اليوم من برنامج الناس الطيبين والأعمال الخيرية. عرض اليوم هو خاتمة للسلسلة ذات الجزئين عن مشروع الأمل، المنظمة التطوعية الفلسطينية غير الربحية التي تزود فرص التعليم والفرص الفنية للفلسطينيين الشباب والأطفال الأقل حظا. تدير المجموعة أيضا دورات تدريب عملي في عمل الإعانة الإنساني لمساعدة الجيل الصاعد بالأمل والمهارات من أجل المستقبل.
Project Hope, as you can see from the name, is an initiative that tries to give hope to children in this area. Project Hope has been in existence for the last 6 years. We provide a different kind of activities for the kids.
لإتمام مهمتها في خدمة أولئك الذين يعيشون أصلاً في مدينة نابلس الواقعة في شمال الضفة الغربية، يرحب مشروع الأمل بكل من المتطوعين المحليين والعالميين الذين تم تشجيعهم للمشاركة مع ما هم عاطفيين حوله مع الشباب الفلسطينيين. هذه الأرواح الروحانية من الخارج ربما تؤدي النشاطات حيث تتراوح من حصص التصوير الفوتوغرافي إلى مباريات كرة الطائرة. متطوع فرنسي يعلم طوال العام الحصص المسرحية، حيث تتوجت بوضع الأطفال في مسرحية قصيرة.
We have 200 international volunteers that come to Project Hope a year. And we have more and more demand, more and more people want to come. Most of them come from the English and French speaking world. So we have a lot of people from the USA, we have a lot of people from Canada, England, you know, Britain in general, France. So most of them come from these countries. We have a very small percentage from the Far East. So I would really like to have more people from the Far East, because for Palestinians it's very rare for them to see people from the Far East. It's very important for cultures to meet and for people to know about each other's cultures as well, and this is one of the dimensions of our work as well.
خلال مشاركته على الموقع الإلكتروني جعل مشروع الأمل العالم يعرف عن مبادرات الجديرة بالثناء، وهذه المساعدة تستهوى الأشخاص المهتمين في تأييد عملها.
I think that now we have solid websites. When you search the internet, you want to volunteer in the West Bank, you want to volunteer in Palestine, our website is one of the first to appear. And we have a second website called nablusguide.com. So it's a guide to the city of Nablus. And anybody wants to know information about the city, about the north of the West Bank, logs onto this website. So it's very easy for people to find us. And the website is both in English and French. People find our website and then there is an application where you can volunteer and come here to the West Bank to volunteer. Most people stay around 3 months. And they come here, they get enrolled into our activities. Some people stay 6 months, some people want to stay longer. And so I think that we give them a good opportunity to know about the culture, to know about the society in Nablus, and it's something that is available, and people in Palestine are welcoming and they like to host people who are coming from the outside.
تجربة العمل والتعلم في مشروع الأمل قد قلبت حياة معظم المتطوعين والأطفال.
It's when you see the reaction in the kids' and eyes and how happy they are to be part of the activities, gives you energy and it gives you a motive to want to do this and continue to do this. When you see the people appreciate what you are doing and saying thank you, And when you see all of these volunteers come from around the world, and they come here and they are happy to do the work, and then they leave and they are sad because they are leaving. They want to stay longer, and all of this gives you an idea of how important this work is and what you are doing. And it's also about, as I said, bringing people together and closer. And all of these issues together, you know, give you indications how important this is. I've seen a lot of people change, whether it's the people that come from the outside or the local, because we have a big number of local volunteers, people who are university students who come here to volunteer. And as well, in the kids, you see people change, you give people hope. You know, there are a lot of things that we are proud of. We've helped many adults, like university students, who came here. When they arrived, they thought that they will never finish the university, but they finished university, and then that they graduate and they start their masters. And all of this is a success story that we were part of. We have as well handicapped students, and how you see how our presence left them, you left them up through what you do, and they come and you know, they say thank you, your presence helped us.
عندما نعود سنتعلم المزيد عن العمل مغير الحياة من مشروع الأمل في فلسطين. الرجاء ابقوا متصلين بشاشة كبيرة المعلمات. أهلا بكم مجددا إلى برنامج الناس الطيبين والأعمال الخيرية هنا على شاشة كبيرة المعلمات. في برنامجنا الذي يقدم صورة جانبية عن مشروع الأمل، المنظمة التي تساعد الشعب الفلسطيني النابض بالحياة في نابلس والمناطق المحيطة. طاقم مشروع الأمل المتفاني يريدون بصدق إنهاض مجتمعاتهم، وهم بصدق أضواء لامعة في خدمة الآخرين.
My name is Rana Saleh. I work as a translator and an English language program assistant at Project Hope here in Nablus. Basically, I translate from English to Arabic any documents we need or when someone needs to talk to any of the internationals that work here or come to visit the city. We're holding courses in English language for all levels and all different ages at the center in partnership with other centers in Nablus City, and we have teachers from United States, Canada, Australia, England, different places around the world, usually native speakers of English teach English classes, and they give other classes like drama, art, and sport to children in other centers outside Project Hope. We have people from different sectors of the society. And I've been working with Project Hope for 2 months now, and I love it here because it's a very friendly community inside the center, and we have internationals from all over the world who are here to volunteer and help the Palestinian people.
حنين المصري كانت مع مشروع الأمل منذ نوفمبر 2009. هذه المرأة البارعة من نابلس حاملة درجة البكالوريوس في اللغة الإنجليزية والإيطالية من الجامعة الأردنية في عمان.
I'm working in Project Hope as the English coordinator. So what I do basically is arranging schedule for the international volunteers inside Project Hope for our English classes, activities, and French. I am only responsible for the English classes. So as you see here, for example, we have the names of the volunteers here. We have many volunteers from all over the world. Each volunteer work around 20 hours a week. We have 2 classrooms. Others are outside Project Hope. We are dealing with many other centers in the city, in the 3 camps, in the old city, and also other places in Nablus area and surrounding. We also have local volunteers beside our international volunteers. So as you can see here in the schedule, I am coordinating between each international volunteer to have a local volunteer to help him in his classes if they need interpreter to help them teaching English, translating, and to help the students, especially in the beginner levels. Basically, we don't depend on books in our teaching. Teachers use their own experience and they prepare their own lessons. But in case they want some help, we have many books like here, for example. There are some books in French, some in English, let's say here. We have those materials also to help.
في شهر مارس 2010 مثلت صفاء عضو في طاقم مشروع الأمل المنظمة في منتدى أنا ليندا التجمع في برشلونة إسبانيا لأولئك الذين يبحثون عن دعم الحوار الثقافي بين الشعوب. قامت صفاء بعرض في الاجتماع عن برنامج الجسر إلى العالم لبرنامج مشروع الأمل، حيث يقوم الأطفال الفلسطينيين بصنع سير ذاتية باللغات الأجنبية للاتصال بالآخرين في الخارج.
French program coordinator.
I'm preparing something for French classes. This is related to verbs in French. We prepare these things for children. Today we will have a class in Balata, so I help the volunteers doing the materials to these classes.
بما أننا ننظر إلى حياة الناس سنرى أن السلام موجود بصدق في قلوب الجميع.
I think it's all about sharing the culture. We want to show the world that we're just people who are trying to live their normal life, to be part of the globe, to you know, get education, get a good job, to lead a good future for the next generation.
هذه بعض الأفكار الختامية من مدير مشروع الأمل عبد الحكيم صباح.
The good thing about the Palestinian society is that you have solidarity between people. So if I have money and my neighbor doesn't have money, I can help my neighbor. And we still have this kind of ethics of solidarity and people helping the neighbors, people helping the family. And I think that this is what helped us, in the difficult times. I want to say to the people, come here to Palestine. If you can come and help in any way, you know, we'd be welcome to help you, to host you.
لتحويل حياة الأطفال الفلسطينيين من خلال التعلم، تكرم كبيرة المعلمات تشينغ دهاي مشروع الأمل بجائزة اهتمام العالم المشعة ومبلغ 10,000 دولار لزيادة عملهم المحبوب. نود أن نتمنى للمتطوعين وطاقم مشروع الأمل بما فيهم المدير صباح، جنيت صلاح، حنين مصري، وصفاء العديد من التجارب المبهجة في خلق مستقبل باهر دائما للفلسطينيين. لعلكم تستمرون جميعا بمشاركة الأمل مع الآخرين في حب الله الأبدي. للمزيد من التفاصيل عن مشروع الأمل الرجاء زوروا الموقع الإلكتروني التالي www.projecthope.ps. لتعلم المزيد عن مدينة نابلس رجاء زوروا الموقع www.nablusguide.com. شكرا لكم لانضمامكم معنا اليوم في برنامج الناس الطيبين والأعمال الخيرية. يأتي لاحقا برنامج العالم من حولنا تماما بعد الأخبار الجديرة بالذكر، لعل أيامكم تكون مليئة برعاية السماء. Thank you for joining us today on Good People Good Works. Up next is The World Around Us. Right after, Noteworthy News. May your days be filled with the grace of heaven.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.